Welcome back to the lounge. I've got two very special guests who've been on the show before. It's Bernie and Jude from White Cobra Theatre. Welcome back to the lounge, ladies.
Hello,
Hi,
thank you for having
everybody.
us. Yes, thank you for having us back again. Really appreciate it.
Oh, anytime. It's so great to chat with you. I love knowing what's going on in Northamptonshire and the theatre world. It's something that I'm always keen on. So please, anytime, you're always welcome back. Now, when we spoke, you were preparing for Around the World in 80 Days, amongst a number of other things that you've got on. How have your productions been going?
So it was a huge amount of fun. It was my first foray as a director, and it hasn't put me off. So that's a good sign. We had a great time. We had a fantastic company. We had, you know, it was a great show. We had lots of fun being inventive and innovative in the way we were thinking, because we had some issues around cast size. So we started out with a bigger cast, ended up with a smaller cast. So we had to kind of make that work. We also had lots of trials and tribulations with the fabulous British weather. So the beauties of doing a show outside and then suddenly having to change to inside. But you know what? It made us think on our feet. We got very creative. And along the way, we just had a lot of laughs. So absolutely the best time ever. It was fantastic. And most importantly, the audiences loved it as well. We had great feedback, really positive interaction with the audiences. So big tick. Great. Lots of fun.
Brilliant. I love that. And you're so right about the whole process of theatre really helping you get creative, not just in an artistic way, but in a real thinking on your feet way. I genuinely think in so many ways I've learned to cope with situations because of live theatre, because there's nothing you can do once it's all started. You just got to get on with it.
Absolutely. I mean, there's nothing like driving your ability to think on your feet. And you know, when you're in a situation where you know you've got 100 people who are going to turn up, but it's pouring with rain outside, you've somehow got to shoehorn your set, yourselves, the audience into an inside venue, and you have to think about how you're going to achieve that. It took a lot of brain power, but we made it work and we had a lot of fun doing it.
Brilliant. Now, sort of related to that, because as we know, we're coming into winter. What are your upcoming winter season plans?
The next production that we've got coming up is a play called Lilies on the Land, which is about the farm, the army girls, the land army girls in the Second World War. It's a 4/5-hander. It's a lovely play, a lovely story. And we're very, very, that's going on a tour, a sort of a limited tour around Northamptonshire, and also sort of wider across some other counties as well. But what we're really delighted about as well is that it's playing at the Royal.
Wow.
Which is actually quite a big coup for a small company like White Cobra. So we're absolutely delighted that we're able to do it there. That's followed closely by a radio play version of It's a Wonderful Life.
Yes.
Sort of in the lead up to Christmas. It's a version of the film, but the audience get to see the cast who are putting on a radio production of the version of the story. So you see what's going on in the radio, while they're recording the show in the studio.
Yeah.
So that's good. And then early next year, our production of The Father, we've started work on that at the moment, which is a very moving, sad, but, you know, in some areas, quite sort of, you know, amusing humor, I would say, is in it. It's the story of a father who is suffering with dementia and his relationship with his daughter. It was a film with Anthony Hopkins.
Yeah.
Anthony Hopkins won the Oscar. So it's a fascinating and very, very clever play. The way that it's constructed, the audience kind of get to understand what the father is actually kind of going to. I won't go into too much detail about how that's achieved, but and again, actually all three of those productions are touring, and I've got spots at the Royal, so we're delighted.
Oh, congratulations. That's wonderful. And I will say, I saw the Anthony Hopkins, the father. It is one of the most moving films I've ever seen. I think it's a beautiful piece. It's a very powerful piece. And that kind of brings me on actually quite nicely into some of the things that theatre groups face in general. What I love about hearing about this lineup is you're spanning age groups, you're being very inclusive, and that's not always easy, because I think we might have spoken about it before, but I've been in situations where you're getting a bit old for the role, but you're still cast as the teenager, and it's nice to have age appropriate roles and other conscious forms of casting. So, but of course we always face issues with that, because you either can't find the play that's good enough, or you don't necessarily have the actors to come in. So what kind of issues have you faced, and how have you overcome them?
So with Around the World in 80 Days, we really wanted to be very conscious about sort of using ethnically appropriate and, you know, the correct heritage of our actors. And we found it really difficult. So we reached out to a lot of different groups. We had lots of interest. But I think the problem that we found is that, you know, we're casting of a certain age. So we were looking for someone possibly in their late 20s, early 30s. And of course, lots of people have families.
Yes.
They have children. It's over the summer holiday. So, of course, we had a sort of a double-edged sword. We did try to find people, and we did have people involved who were very keen to be involved. And then, you know, life throws you a curveball.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, cast members have to drop out because of circumstances beyond their control. So we did find it very difficult. But I think what it's taught us is that when we want to do ethnically appropriate and heritage casting, we need to start the process much earlier. We need to sort of really engage with groups, and we need to keep engaging with groups, even if, you know, we're not necessarily casting because we're looking for appropriate heritage, but just to get people of ethnic diversity involved in our group.
I think wonderful, because again, it's about seeing yourself on stage, isn't it?
Absolutely.
And it encourages you to then, I don't know, go to that drama class or whatever.
Exactly. And I think what we wanted to continue to try and do is sort of reaching out and you know, putting the message out that we're very keen to have people from sort of every background, every age, every ethnic diversity to be a part of the company. And maybe that will stand us in better stead. I think we maybe put our feelers out a little bit too late, if we're honest. So we're going to keep trying to bring people into the company. But it does raise issues, because we know that, you know, if people have young families, if they are the primary caregiver within their family, within their culture, they're known as the primary caregiver. It can sometimes raise issues in terms of asking for the commitment we were asking for, which is, you know, we need you to go on tour. We need you to do a couple of weekends away. And sometimes that's just not feasible.
Yeah, you make a really good point there. And of course, the sad part in so many ways is acting and that opportunity to be part of something where you're not mum or dad or that role is such a wonderful form of escapism for you. I mean, I know it does my well-being a load of good to do a production, but you're absolutely right. Commitments do come along. So yeah, I think that's wonderful what you're doing. That's so lovely to hear, and it's, you know, makes me very proud to be in Northampton.
Well, we want to continue that conversation. And of course, it doesn't just apply to different ethnic diversities or heritages. It also applies to age. And I think, you know, some of the things that we're doing in the future. I know, Bernie, you wanted to touch a little bit on, you know, we don't just want to talk about the 20-year-olds.
Yes. We can, but
and haven't been for a long time.
Exactly. They'll have their time. No. We also, as well at White Cobra, we've actually in the past as well, and coming up, we did a production of a play called Love Letters a few years ago, where we had four couples that took part. And each couple sort of did the play, a performance of it one night two nights, I think, at the Playhouse. And we had four people, you know, we had people in their mid-70s at that stage. And at the moment as well, we also have four members of White Cobra that are in their mid-70s who regularly perform and stage manage for us as well. So, you know, and it's when we were sort of, you know, thinking about, you know, having the conversation with you, I kind of thought, do you know what? That's not been a thing for us.
Yeah.
It's just been a natural part of what we do. And I think I kind of realized, I thought, well, actually, that's probably quite good that we don't discriminate by age. And we've just always had, you know, people in our group that are, you know, different age ranges.
I think that's wonderful because, again, it's also as you get older, you lose a lot of people, sadly, around you. You can become a little bit lonely, a little bit isolated. But if you have that connection and you can continue that connection, you've got a place, you've got a tribe, you've got a use as well, a purpose. And that's wonderful. And what's so lovely is that's natural to you. And it just, we don't even need to think about it. That's fabulous. I love that. Diversity and inclusion, it covers so much more than just ethnic diversity and so on. But you also have been doing things like you've done youth shows and programs, senior shows and programs, outreaching, asking for specific directors, that sort of thing. What else, what benefits have you seen through that inclusivity?
I think what we see the benefits within our own company. And one of the things that you mentioned is, you know, having your own tribe. And I think that's wonderful. And also, we have a wealth of experience in our many years as a company that we can share with others. So, you know, we don't want people to only see the faces of young upcoming actors. We want them to see the experience and understand the experience that people have to offer. And I think, you know, that plays a role in a wider society of just, you know, showcasing the capabilities of people of different age groups.
Yeah, definitely. And sharing their stories as well.
Mm. I think as well, you know, we've talked as well about the well-being aspect of it and, you know, including people, you know, in a production, in all aspects of a production, you know, having them come on board. Some people are, you know, we had an instance this year where somebody had been out of the theatre world for a while, was quite nervous about coming back. We didn't know any of this to start with and had such a good time. Confidence, you know, increased amazingly, and you know they had a fantastic time, and I think they felt better, you know, after the production. So you know it has lots of benefits from, you know, from an audience perspective. Actually, I was thinking about this, and the audience and the performers, I think, all benefit from the same escapism, stimulation, entertainment, confidence building, as I've mentioned, community, as Jude mentioned, and support as well. And I think it's all sort of, you can get so much from it as an audience member and a performer.
I couldn't agree more. I mean, I used to get so upset when they started cutting so many school drama budgets because it's not a core subject. And you just think, wow, oh my goodness, people are getting so much of the other benefits. It's not just about making up stories, you know, there's a real kind of almost a stigma. And I think that's such a shame. But of course, now we have to talk about the cost of living. And you've mentioned briefly about how sometimes personal commitments can get in the way here. I can imagine since COVID, space is more expensive to hire, that not include not just theatre space, but rehearsal space. And then people are perhaps needing to now have two jobs, the commitment changes. Mm-hmm. What are you noticing about people, I'm sure, who want to keep being part of something, but maybe have all of these other things pulling them in different directions? And how do you work to overcome that or help overcome that?
It's such an important question as well. In terms of sort of like the cost angle of it, if we just sort of take the summer show as an example, we've been very lucky over the last 2 years of the summer show that we've received funding from the Northampton Community Foundation, which just takes a load of pressure, because you're right, you have to pay for things that you probably wouldn't think. There's hire of venues, there's rehearsal space, props, costumes, sets, all sorts of things, and they're very expensive. So the funding really sort of helped us with that. The rest of the productions, we don't make a profit, so we sort of tend to, we're lucky if we break even. But again, it's something, I don't know that there's an answer to it, but it's just something that I think what we're doing at the moment as well, there's specific venues that we've been to a lot. So we tend to, it's great to go to new venues, it's brilliant, but we've got a few tried and tested ones in Chester, for example, that, we know that we can go there, and I don't know if they change their rates for us or whatever, but, things that you're going to get a good audience. So you know that some of the audience, the money that you get from the tickets will help that. But again, it's what do you do? Because it is a big concern, I think. And also as well, as you say, the other commitments as well, people have families, time and finances are, more stretched than ever. And we do have a well-being focus as well within a White Cobra, so that we can try and ensure, that we're that people don't become overcommitted. It's something that we do talk about early on in a production when we have production meetings, is to ensure that no one person has got too much on their plate, and we divvy it up. And it's something that we take feedback and learnings from each production so that we can take to future productions to try and ensure that nobody is overcommitted, and because at the end of the day we do this for fun. And we love
absolutely.
It.
Yeah, absolutely. I think another important thing to talk about, which I know is a great benefit, one of the great benefits of us getting funding, is during the summer shows, where we can, we try to help those audiences that perhaps can't afford to come and see the show. So we do make tickets available to particular groups, particularly young people who might not ordinarily get access to see the show. And so we're very committed in, where we are able to, of putting a little bit back out into the community as well. And we also do it through some of the creative work we do around the production. So we make sure that there's maybe a little bit of crafting or something fun for children to do, where they can learn and they can take something home with them. So there's also things that we try and do to ease that burden a little bit for some families who perhaps wouldn't necessarily be able to afford to come and see a show like that without that help.
I think that's wonderful, because I've seen your Stepping Out production, and the quality is really there for a community theatre kind of thing. I don't mean that to sound patronising. I just mean that there can be varying degrees of it. And yours is a very high quality. And then for you to also give that extra accessibility to people, you're giving people the opportunity to see theatre of a high standard, which it doesn't always happen. I mean, again, cost of living, even school trips can't happen quite so often. And so I think that's a really wonderful thing. It exposes people to that experience and maybe even inspires them to think, well, do you know what? I could do it. So
I think that's
fabulous. There, you've mentioned many of the benefits, the confidence building, the working together, all of that. In your own personal experience, what have you gained yourselves out of being involved in theatre?
Wow. Well, so much. I mean, I think the most important thing is you gain your tribe. You find your fellow folk, and that's really important. And I think also you get that ability to think slightly differently. So in your working life, you may think in a completely different and literal way, whereas you put yourself in a creative landscape and suddenly you have that ability to think outside the box, to think laterally, to do things in a different way. There's also a huge amount of physicality involved in theatre. Even if you're doing something that you would consider, I'm not necessarily talking about stepping out or even physical theatre, but, just being on a stage, you use your body differently, you breathe differently, you do things to make your body work in a different way. And that's so good for your well-being, especially the more and more we use our lungs, the better. So, yeah, I mean, I think there's so, I mean, the list is endless in terms of things that you benefit from within theatre. And again, for me personally, this year, I got a completely different opportunity because I got to stand on the other side of the script, which was really rather lovely.
Yeah, I love that. And Bernie, what about you?
Oh, I've been doing it for so long now, actually, that one of the things I really enjoy specifically with White Cobra is the touring, going to different theatres, seeing different theatres, realising as well how you can adapt whatever play you're doing into the space that you have. And you realise fairly quickly how resourceful you can actually be, because you turn up sometimes to a theatre and you think, oh goodness, how is this going to work here? But you know, and we've gone from in the early days, me as the stage manager, as I was then panicking, going, this is going to work, I don't know how we're going to do it, to turning up to a theatre now. Some of the newer members are going, oh my goodness, how are we going to do this? And I'm like, fine, we'll sort it, we'll manage it, because you do, and you really learn a lot about yourself and what you're capable of, you know, both on the acting side and also on the, you know, the backstage side as well. So yeah
sometimes I think it's even more fun being part of the production side, because you get to see everything, not just what the audience has seen. Brilliant.
Absolutely.
As always, it's been such a pleasure chatting with you. If we want to join, if we want to find out more, where can we find you, please?
Yeah, so it's the website is www.whitecobra.co.uk.
Amazing.
And you can find all information about White Cobra there, and there's how to get in contact with us as well. But we also have a Facebook page, and we are on Twitter as well.
Brilliant. Thank you both so much.
Thank you, Audrey.
Thanks so much, Audrey.
And that's all we have time for. But if you'd like to find out more, do go to my website, which is www.draudreyt.com, and check out my articles, which give you practical tools to live your best life. Or you can go to my YouTube channel, which is Dr. Audrey Tang, Tools to Thrive.